Yeah, he's my hero, Connor McDavid. Taking 5 to 7 million less to help us win in Edmonton. I'm loving this. I know many of my friends were texting me yesterday. What do you think? What do you think? Well, I think he's a superstar that wants to win at Edmonton. He could have asked for more. He could have taken all the money, but he wants to win. And he has enough endorsements on the side to make up for it. So there he is, Connor McDavid, leaving room for the Oil to plan for the future. And it better be all about stacking the team, right, with youth and a few unrestricted free agents in the future to secure a few Stanley Cups. Some people are saying the Players Association was counting on him to set the bar higher. He shouldn't have done that. Oh, now all the GMs are going to laugh at players seeking more than Connor McDavid. But just remember, Gino Malkin was making more than Sidney Crosby. Draisaitl making more than Connor last year. McDavid, like Crosby, he decided to take less over the years to leave room for young talent to be brought in and work the salary caps for what they have in place. It may not have worked for Sidney in Pittsburgh all the time, but the concept is clearly one Connor believes is a good idea. And if this doesn't come together after 3 years, I don't think anyone, including me, is going to criticize Connor if he were to leave, especially if the Oilers have not put together a cup-winning club like the Panthers to formulate a team that will return to the championship for a few years to come. So I'm super stoked about this. As for leaving maybe $12 million, if not more, on the table over the next couple of years to win a cup in Edmonton, well, even his fellow players were, I guess, a bit stunned, according to general manager Stan Bowman.
The players were shocked as well. Like, holy cow, what a leader this guy is. And I think everyone probably had the same reaction. But, you know, I guess getting to know Connor how I have, you know, over the last year, he is a one-of-a-kind guy. Like, he's so such a tremendous leader and so motivated to try to win. And I think that's a testament to who he is as a person.
I actually believe Connor took his time with this deal all summer to talk to other guys, the unrestricted free agents he wants to see join the Oilers next summer. Players talk in casual conversations. They golf together. I think Connor actually spoke to a few upcoming unrestricted free agents about what his plan was in order for them to kind of consider it too. I'm sure of it. He's planning ahead. And his wife has got a great business there in Edmonton. She's happy. She's helping to supplement his income. They can live off $1 million a year. And of course, you know, the Oilers owner, Katz. Okay, he has the club, right, to get Connor side deals for many more millions. You look at the commercial tie-ins Connor has. His side hustles are likely already in the millions outside of their contract with the Oil, too. So here's the deal. I can't wait for tomorrow night at Edmonton, opening night of a new season, when they introduce Connor McDavid. That standing ovation is going to be thunderous and long. In fact, I'm interested in the odds on what they might be for, how long that standing ovation will last tomorrow night. It's going to be big. So welcome to a beautiful Tuesday. Sunny and warm the rest of the way as we head towards a long weekend. Hey, I don't know if you caught it, but if you're up early, that's supermoon. My alarm went off a few hours ago and window was open, and I thought, wow, it's pretty light out there. It was really bright. Clouds were still moving through, so it wasn't super, super bright over us right now, and it's gotten a little cloudy again. But, of course, there will be a lot of blue, whether it be in the sky today or right here in Regina, sweeping across the prairies. The Jays fever, they're in New York tonight. They've got the Yankees on the ropes, up 2 games in the best of 5. 6:08 our time tonight. I'm hearing Jays merchandise is selling faster than usual locally. Local pubs are seeing an extra push through the doors when they've got the game on, and heck, even occasional baseball fans like me are at least interested in whether or not they win or lose these days. I won't be watching intently tonight, but I do hope they win. And if they do, they will face either Seattle or Detroit in the AL Championship Series. Yeah, the Blue Jays are in New York, and I don't know. I was just having a discussion with my producer, Frank. He's a huge Jays fan, and he tells me that he thinks the bats for the Jays are going to go cold tonight. They'll lose this one, but win the next. Frank, bold prediction from a Jays fan there. Could happen, that's for sure. 6:08, Regina time that game tonight. Prime Minister Mark Carney will have his second meeting in the Oval Office with President Trump today, and he's got to be balancing the expectations of us Canadians along with the realities of trying to negotiate any tariff relief with President Trump, who indicated yesterday he's committed to his tariffs. So don't expect them to disappear.
Everybody's moving back into the U.S., and he's probably going to be asking about tariffs. They're losing a lot of companies in Canada. They're coming into they left here. They left here 20 years ago when presidents that sat right at this desk weren't doing their job properly. They were probably good politicians, but they weren't good at business, and they allowed these companies to leave. And all they had to do is do what I'm doing right now. And, you know, I'm not saying it's the easiest thing to do, but it is. It's effective.
Ontario Premier Doug Ford, he was busy trying to give Prime Minister Carney some early advice yesterday.
We have more critical minerals than anywhere in the entire world. That our greatest friends and allies, south of the border, need. That's what I want to come out of the conversation. I don't want the Prime Minister in there getting bullied and telling him you're doing this, you're doing that. It's not going to work.
I thought this was interesting, too. Democrat and Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro was in Quebec yesterday to pledge his support for Canada. Also gave a little advice to Carney before today's meeting.
Instead of coming in and trying to bully the Prime Minister, actually sit down and work to hammer out a deal that lifts everyone up. This is not a zero-sum game.
And of course, the meeting was a hot topic in Parliament Monday, too. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre wanted Carney to return with more than a photo op.
Surely he's not just going for a photo op and to make more excuses.
The conversation will center on trade issues and what we want to do to protect Canadian industries and Canadian workers. At the same time, building an economy in North America that's in the interest of both countries.
Surely after promising to negotiate a win, to have a deal by July the 21st, the Prime Minister's not flying all the way to Washington, D.C., just to have lunch.
Was the leader of the opposition suggesting if the President of the United States invites you to go to Washington for a meeting and a working lunch, we should have just said no and hung the phone up?
What are your expectations out of this meeting? Do you have any at all? 1-877-300-7275. I'm really not so sure a lot is going to come out of this. I'm curious what Carney is going to be asking for, if at all, or if he's just going to listen. I guess he can look to see what other countries have done so far and how it turned out for them in order to reach an agreement. But let's face it, most of those countries all came to an agreement that maintains base level tariffs. So I don't see a tariff-free deal ever coming here, although we are a stronger trading partner than a lot of those countries who've supposedly made a deal. Maybe we have a little more leverage there. But defense spending, I bet, is going to catch Trump's attention. I'm sure it may maybe some form of leverage that Carney will use to say, hey, look what we're doing now. And I'm almost certain the Golden Dome conversation will come up today. Trump likes to keep that in the headlines. That'll get a mention. However, I think the most interesting topic that I think could provide us all with a viral moment is how Trump's in the middle of this agreed Middle East peace plan while Carney comes in with Canada recognizing the Palestinian state. And Trump might see that as Carney undermining his objectives. So it could be a bit of a hot potato Carney's going to have to juggle today on this, the second anniversary of the Gaza War. And I don't know. There's a bully in the White House. You can't deny that. So this is going to be interesting. I think Trump will spank us on foreign policy, as I said, given the date of this, the second anniversary of the Gaza War. But will he come home with anything? Would sure be nice, but I guess we'll have to just wait and see. Your thoughts, 1-877-300-7275. This could be the year for the Edmonton Oilers to win this Stanley Cup. NHL regular season kicks off today. Three games, puck drops on three games, including an afternoon game between Connor Bedard and the Blackhawks, taking on the defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. All the Canadian teams hit the ice tomorrow. None will play today. Coming up in a few moments, Green Zone host Jamie Nye and I discuss Connor Bedard's deal yesterday, which I favor greatly as an Oiler fan. Our Saskatchewan Rough Riders were back to practice yesterday on the heels of that victory in Ottawa, a game in which we saw Roland Milligan go down awkwardly, and Marcus Sales was playing with a bit of a wonky knee despite not practicing last week. Coach Mace gave an update on both of them.
I told both of them to live in that dang training room to give ourselves the best shot. We'll see how the week progresses, but certainly with some of our vets we've done throughout the season, hopefully you want to see them day three. And then even last week, Sales, he just really got walkthroughs in, and we're able to get him out there. So right now is just to attack the training facility and make sure we give ourselves the best shot to get out there on game day.
And regarding Campbell Fair's disappointing evening of kicking in Ottawa, he was back to practice.
It was nice to get him out here just to see how he's progressing. And same deal, I think more reps now for him at this point, the better. And then, if he's feeling okay to go, then obviously we'll get him out there.
See, Jamie Ryder reporter Britton Gray did say Brett Lauther, who missed last week because of his back, was out kicking a few. Nothing said further on his back from what I can tell. And remember, the Riders can clinch first place in the West with at least one win any of their remaining three games. But hopefully they get it done Friday against the Argonauts, who just announced they're going to shut down Nick Arbuckle for the rest of the season, a quarterback, due to a shoulder injury. So they are floundering, perfect for us to destroy on Friday night. Freedom Convoy leaders Tamara Leach and Chris Barber are going to be in Ottawa court today to learn their fate for their roles in the protest movement that blockaded downtown Ottawa for a few weeks nearly 4 years ago. In April, both Leach and Barber were found guilty of mischief, and Barber was also found guilty of counseling others to commit mischief. Both Leach and Barber used social media just last night to thank their supporters as they're sitting in Ottawa waiting for today's results.
And we really just wanted to come on and say thank you so much to all of you for all the support these last few years, and being a part of this journey with us, and we'll see what happens tomorrow, I guess.
It is what it is. We've been on this path for the last few years. We're here joined with our family and our spouses, so regardless of what happens tomorrow, everybody, keep your composure. Peace is still...
Eye on the prize.
Eye on the prize.
Eye on the prize.
The Crown has asked for stiff sentences, 7 years in prison for Leach, 8 years for Barber due to the broad harm. They say that the noisy, smelly, crippling protest inflicted on Ottawa residents and businesses, and their defense lawyers are seeking absolute discharges. Another big winner this week in guaranteed weather for DeHaar Hair Restoration and Windsor Plywood. Jody Spies from Regina happily accepted the fact I was wrong when I called her up.
Hello.
Is this Jody Spies?
It sure is.
It's me, Greg Morgan from 980 CJME.
Wow, I'm excited to hear from you, Greg.
Do you know why I would call you on this day?
I think I have a sneaking suspicion.
So I take it you occasionally listen to my show, right?
You betcha.
You know how it works. Sometimes I nail the weather, sometimes I don't. And if I'm off by 3 degrees or more, you win.
And I'm hoping that's the case.
That would make me a giant mistake. You're not happy about that, are you?
I felt that because it makes me a winner.
Put out your hand. I'm going to count this money out for you. Are you ready?
You betcha.
Here's a $100 bill.
Oh.
Here's another.
Oh, my.
Here's another.
Oh, wow.
What are we at now?
300.
Okay. No, I can't give you another 100, but I can give you 20, 40, 60, 70, 75. How about that?
That would be absolutely amazing.
You just won $375 because I was wrong.
Woohoo! That is fantastic.
Jody, that's good Thanksgiving Day pocket money coming along at the right time, isn't it?
It sure is. I love it.
Can that provide the family with a turkey this weekend or not?
It sure can. I haven't bought one yet, so this is what I need to buy. Sounds wonderful.
Jody, did you enter? Did someone enter for you?
I entered myself.
Well, it paid off. $375 just for taking 2 minutes. That's all it probably took you, right?
Oh, yeah. Not even. Yeah,
online.
Really quick.
CJME.com. Everyone else should do it. And Jody, I got some more good news. You ready for this?
What's that?
I'm putting your name back in the draw because no matter, even if you win, you got another chance. Maybe you're going to hear your name called out again, all right?
Oh, that would be absolutely amazing.
Jody, happy Thanksgiving weekend.
Well, you made mine even happier.
A new NHL season starts today. Three games. Late afternoon, Blackhawks and the defending Stanley Cup champion Panthers, the Avalanche and Kings play, and the Penguins with Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, and Chris Letang becoming the first trio of teammates to play together for 20 seasons in NHL history. The Pens taking on the Rangers. All the Canadian clubs get in action tomorrow. So I guess from a Canadian standpoint, the NHL really returns tomorrow. But you could not help but flip around the dial, whether it be your television or radio, the biggest headline Monday.
Connor McDavid re-signing with the Edmonton Oilers.
2 years at $12.5 million a season.
My jaw hit the desk.
I did not see that one coming.
The best player in the game today may have just signed the most team-friendly contract in NHL history.
Excited to see us fight through adversity, and looking forward to people doubting us again.
I can't wait to see how Connor standing ovation goes tomorrow night. Joining me now from the Green Zone, host Jamie Nye for his take on the Connor signing. Jamie, welcome. Your thoughts?
This is a deal that signals Connor McDavid wants to win a Stanley Cup, and he wants to win it right bleeping now. The salary cap's going up big time next year and the year after that when his deal kicks in. The Oilers are going to have a ton of room. They're going to have a bundle of room to sign a goaltender or something along the or multiple players for depth. This signals Connor McDavid wants to win, but it also signals if you can't win with me giving you this team-friendly deal, bye in 3 years. Yeah. Like that's what it looks like from Connor McDavid. Let's win right now. I'm going to give you a huge, huge deal. Like, this is a bargain for the Edmonton Oilers because he could have signed for $18, $19 million per
season. Refresh everyone's memory. We just had a hot deal in Minnesota.
Kaprizov. Yeah, Kaprizov signed for $17. McDavid's worth more than that, if not $18, $19. So he's giving them an extra player, a real good depth piece. Yeah.
Isn't it wonderful as an Edmonton Oilers fan how great of a guy Connor McDavid is? Because I believe this is a deal that's helping the Oilers.
Absolutely it is. This is a deal that shows his loyalty for the moment with he and Leon Draisaitl, but also leaving, you know, room if the salary cap keeps going up in the future to maybe get his money. But for now, it's clear. He looks at Leon, he looks at Evan Bouchard, Darnell Nurse, all the guys who are under contract that, okay, we have a core, and if I take a big pay cut, and it feels like a pay cut because he could have got paid way more money than he accepted, go get me some more players and we can win a cup.
Jamie, this also makes me think that he made this announcement, took this deal because of everything you've just said, but thank goodness he did it before the season started, because I don't care what you say, the other players are probably going to play a lot happier and be more involved than they ever were knowing that Connor is now taken care of.
Anywhere he would have gone, it would have been, oh, if they go in a swoon in the middle of the season, oh, does this mean Connor is now looking to get out? Now that's all put to rest. He did not want to have this as a distraction. He didn't want it to be a distraction. I think he knew he was going to sign before puck drop. It was just a matter of, you know, getting the dollars and cents and really waking up one morning and going, no, this is the best place for me. Let's do this deal. Let's do a short-term deal, give the team a big bargain, and go win a cup.
Well, Jamie, I appreciate you getting up so early this morning with me. And you know what? I'm going to challenge you to wake up early tomorrow because, let's face it, hockey season starts tonight with only three games.
Yeah.
But the Canadian teams roll tomorrow night. You and I will both announce who we believe is going to be in the Stanley Cup tomorrow morning on this show.
Can I say the Oilers for the third straight year? I don't know if that's a smart idea.
I want you to sleep on it. Don't say it now. Yeah. We're going to tee up the entire season tomorrow. But the big story of the day, Connor McDavid is back, baby. Thanks, Jamie.
No problem.
Okay. And just ahead with Kevin Martell, Prime Minister Mark Carney, for his second meeting in the Oval Office with President Trump today. Oh, boy. Balancing expectations that we all have with the reality of trying to negotiate tariff relief with Donald Trump. This will be interesting.